In more education news, the world of machine learning exploded into everyday lives over the last year when generative artificial intelligence with advanced language models and chat functions became available to the masses. Here and Now student journalist Jane McCauley reports on how college educators and students are adapting to the new AI landscape.
We use terms like artificial intelligence, and it sounds kind of scary.
Powerful servers like these process and analyze large amounts of data to produce artificial intelligence. In fact, we used AI to generate some of these images. But the concept of AI is not a new one.
In the 21st century,
the image that I conjure up is like, you know, HAL 9000 or like Terminators, you know, crazy stuff like that.
Machine learning dates back before the 80s. But the release of AI programs that generate photos or text like ChatGPT have only been in public use since the end of 2022.
We need to use the fact that JMXN is bounded to...
Yonatan Mintz, an engineering professor at UW-Madison, focuses on the ethics of AI and ways people can learn to use it safely to solve problems.
These are just very capable tools that are useful. They're designed with a purpose. They're designed by people. And they have limitations. It's just kind of like the next step in helping us improve.
But what are these programs and how do they work? Programs like ChatGPT are language-based models, meaning they excel at cleaning up grammar and articulating writing.
I have students, for example, that speak English like as a second language. Like I myself speak English as a second language. There's some things that don't come naturally if you're not a native speaker.
And AI programs can rearrange writing to make it sound natural.
GPT comes super handy if you give it, you know, a prompt. You're like, hey, can you edit this to make it sound like more natural? Or can you edit this to make it sound kind of more concise?
Teachers differ on whether they encourage students to use AI in the classroom or avoid it completely. Professors like Nate Young teach students to think critically about how to use AI programs.
I'm not trying to veer them towards not using it or veer them towards using it. I just want them to understand what it is and, again, like how they can make informed choices about its use in school and beyond school as well.
During class, Young invites his students to have open conversations about AI, including how to use it to brainstorm and narrow down writing ideas.
The college writing classroom is more important than ever, precisely because I think it's like one of the only places where students will be taught how to responsibly use that technology.
But many students are hoping to tackle these questions themselves.
And a group of us were like, okay, we should get in this. This is a really big deal.
UW-Madison senior Ben Hayam founded the Wisconsin AI Safety Initiative Club to get students thinking about broader questions when it comes to AI safety in society.
We decided, what if we create a system of a student group that can pump many students year after year into this kind of really important field, educate folks on it, and kind of raise awareness for the problems there.
The organization meets throughout the semester to discuss using AI to solve issues from climate change to global health. They also talk about the dangers of AI.
One is obviously the whole risk of misinformation.
Another is potential bias or even personal targeting.
I'm going to target misinformation that particularly you are susceptible to, given your preferences, your biases, all that kind of stuff.
As the early stages of generative AI evolve, students like Hayam strive to learn how to safely integrate this new technology into people's lives.
Buckle up and, like, you know, be ready for this and be aware of what's happening.
For Here and Now, I'm Jane McCauley.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the news tab.